far cry from the bright orange hair that he wore right after his arrest. And you're right, his demeanor hasn't changed much. His may have been the only dry eyes in the courthouse yesterday, the Arapahoe County Courthouse, as police officers and witnesses took the stand in this preliminary hearing to talk about what happened on July 20th. The blood on the floor, the victims, the police rushed to try to get as many people to the hospital as possible. Holmes sat at the defense table yesterday with the testimony unfolding just a few feet away from him and showed very little emotion in it.
And from what I've heard, the testimony by some of those police officers who were the first responders was just gut-wrenching.
Absolutely. Even for veteran police officers who dedicated their lives to this kind of thing and have seen the worst of human behavior, it was difficult for them to discuss what happened that night, that early morning after the showing of the Batman movie at the Century 16 Theater. Blood in the squad car and blood on the floor. Just a really nasty scene that was unfolding right before them.
Will this particular hearing determine whether James Holmes is competent to stand trial?
Essentially, yes. This kind of preliminary hearing would normally be rubber stamped by the judge and take about an hour. This one will take about a week for prosecutors to lay out all the evidence they have. Defense attorneys, though, will have a chance to cross-examine those witnesses and try to show that James Holmes is mentally incompetent to stand trial. At the end of it all, the judge will have to decide whether to move this on into further court action.